Padraig, a charity swim with the Twist on behalf of their seriously injured friend Padraig Shaler, a young, talented swimmer and passionate Gaelgor from Dublin. The group began their swim on Saturday morning in Balbriggan, County Dublin, and travelled right around the coast of Ireland. The event finished with a moonlight swim on the Bray seafront on Sunday night, after completing the challenge of swimming in every coastal county in the country. That's 17 counties in total. Padraig, who is 23 years old, was seriously injured last June in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, while on a J1 visa, just after completing his undergraduate studies in Trinity College in Dublin. While cycling to work, he was hit by a van and has remained in a coma ever since. After spending a number of weeks in intensive care in the US, he returned to Ireland. Some months later, Padraig's family made the decision to move him to Hamburg in Germany, where he is currently receiving the treatment he needs. Despite the severity of Padraig's condition, he is making slow but steady progress since the move. Event organiser Jen Ní Vathúna spoke to DSFM Community Notices.
We decided basically that we'd undertake a challenge of swimming in every coastal county in Ireland over 2 days to try to raise funds for Padraig and raise awareness of his case as well. So Padraig himself is a very talented swimmer. He has represented Ireland underage himself, and he won a scholarship, a swimming scholarship to America. He spent a year there before coming back to Ireland to start his undergrad in Trinity College. So we thought it was fitting, a fitting tribute to him that we would do a swim for him. So we started on Saturday morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we travelled up the east coast of Ireland from Balbriggan was our first stop, right up the east coast around the west coast, and stayed overnight in Galway on Saturday night, and then did it all over again on Sunday, going down the coast of Munster and back up finishing in Bray last night. I think there was an awful lot of determination as well from all 50 people who participated, because it certainly wasn't easy. The novelty wore off very quickly of jumping into the freezing cold April waters. But we all 50 completed all 17 swims. So that was great, and there was great camaraderie and solidarity on the bus for the whole journey as well, so we had a great time.
So how is Padraig's condition at the moment?
Padraig is doing well. He's currently in Germany. His family, after he came home from America, he spent a few weeks in America after the accident, and then when he came home, he was here in Dublin in Beaumont Hospital until last November. His family decided to move him to Germany, where the care that he would be receiving was much more satisfactory, and really no comparison between the care that he would be getting here. So he's at the moment he's in hospital in Hamburg in Germany, and he's receiving intensive neuro rehabilitation. He's bit by bit. It's slow but steady progress. He's still in a coma. He's been in a coma since last June, since the accident. But he is becoming more responsive day by day, and we hope here anyway at home that all of the positive vibes and good energy that we're sending to him, not just over the weekend, but every day, from all of his friends and family here, that they'll get through eventually, and he'll make a speedy recovery.
So how much have you raised so far?
The swim over the weekend raised over 32,000, which was incredible. We didn't expect to raise that much money at all. The support was unbelievable. Even the goodwill from people has been overwhelming, really. On the swim itself, on the journey around, it was amazing to see a lot of the local people around the country just out for a walk over the weekend, being interrupted by 50 of us in multicoloured dressing gowns running in and out of the water. We were a sight to behold, but everybody was very supportive and very much willing us well, and wishing us well on our journey. So it's great. The support really has been brilliant. And just on that, I just want to thank the Harbour Bar in Bray last night, who gave us a great welcome and provided us with free food as well, which was much needed as we were all freezing. A special charity fund has been set up for Padraig on caringforpadraig.org. That's caringforpadraig.org. So if people want to read more about Padraig and find out more about the accident and how they can help, they can look there. And as well, Padraig's dad, Reinhard Shaler, writes a blog every night, updating us as to Padraig's progress every day. So people can read that as well. There's a link to that on caringforpadraig.ie, or they can go to hospitales, H-O-S-P-I hyphen tales, T-A-L-E-S.
Weather on Dublin South FM.